This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort all across the country, wherever you're at. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working all across the oil rigs around the country and around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And click on the like for liking the page, and then jump on into the chat room, and you can converse with us over there, just like everybody that's over there right now is in there. And I'm going to say good morning to you guys here in a minute. So, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, I am your law and order president, is what we heard from President Trump yesterday. And then he said that he would order thousands of armed troops into Washington, which he did. And we saw evidence of that last night with the helicopters flying overhead. Slammed the weak governors, urged to crack down on protests. And he also did something else. He told the governors that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, was going to be in charge of the protest response. I find that to be interesting.
Well, here's the code, because a lot of people don't understand this, especially the left. And that is, does Trump have the authority? The answer to that is yes. There are two different parts of the code that authorize the raising and maintenance of military forces in the United States. The regular forces fall under what is known as Title 10, and the National Guard, while operating under the control of the state governors, falls under Title 32. So the answer to can Trump do this is yes. He can nationalize them. He hasn't, what he has said to the governors yesterday is, I'm one step away from doing this, and I'm putting Milley in charge, okay? So the governors in a lot of states have already done this. They keep saying they've activated the National Guard. They may activate them, but they haven't been dispatched necessarily until yesterday. We actually saw some in some cities. So he can do it. Let's not forget that Bush did it when he deployed them to Iraq. So yep. The answer is yes. So.
Now, wait till you hear this one. For the first time, four U.S. combatant commands are coming together this week, right now, for an exercise that simulates how the military would respond to an attack in its home turf. And what are we doing right now? You don't suppose, do you, that this is all time such that here we are with what I'm holding in my hand? Because I did not know that until I read the report, the military report last hour.
Look, the the police know how to do this regardless of where they are. And from Los Angeles to San Francisco to Portland to Chicago to wherever, Charlotte, they all know how to do this. I mean, they've trained to it. They have to do it. They go through these exercises. I mean, that's just what they do.
Yep.
The problem is not the military having to, you know, go through this kind of thing. It's the problem is these governors and these mayors are not allowing police forces to do what they are supposed to do.
Correct.
I mean, that's just the fact.
Yep.
So when Trump says, you know, if you're not going to do it, then we're going to do it.
Yep.
I mean, they have to understand that you know, Trump's style can certainly be abrasive, and in a lot of cases it can be just offensive, but he's got to look at the bigger picture. And that is, we're talking about public safety.
Uh-huh.
And public safety is not what we are seeing on the streets of Los Angeles. We're not seeing them on the streets of, you know, Chicago,
yep,
New York. Therein lies what is, now, what's at the hub of all of this? It's not the protesters where I want to do the air quotes peaceful, because embedded in these peaceful protesters are the militants.
Yep.
And I think we ought to call them that. I mean, when you take a 2x4 and you beat the crap out of some poor woman shop owner in New York.
Right.
And her husband with a 2x4.
Right. Yeah.
That's militancy.
Now, we did see something good that came out of this, believe it or not. Brooms in hand, shovels in hand. People were patching up damaged stores and also working on the Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial for what was done there when they defaced it. That's some of the good stuff we've seen. But then again, that always seems to come out in times like these.
Correct.
So that kind of made me feel a little bit better. But the other thing is this autopsy from the George Ford family and Dr. Michael Bodden and what they found out there. That does not agree with the official version. I wonder what's going to happen now.
Well, they called the other version the official version. The first one that came out was a preliminary autopsy, okay? The family hired Bodden.
Yep. All right, well, we'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back, but right now, time to go to a break, and when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there to FoundersCode.com and check her out.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by my friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, I am taking Balance of Nature, have been for about 6 weeks now. It's working quite nicely for me, thank you very much. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I've got a deal for you. For a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your first order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and order the fruits and veggies just like what I get. And you'll find out what I know. First of all, it's made me feel a whole lot better. It's helped me lose some weight, which I needed to do. And all the snacks at night are gone. I don't need them because I feel full. And that's what Balance of Nature does for you. Now, give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. And use the product code RESULT for a 35% discount on your order. That's balanceofnature.com and the website, telephone number 800-246-8751. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Now, we've got breaking news coming out of Richmond, Virginia. We've had two more police officers shot. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow.
And, yeah, NBC Channel 12 there, two Richmond police officers were shot while responding to a call for an armed person on 7th Avenue. One suspect was also shot, all three in the hospital.
And then we had the four shot in St. Louis, and they were ambushed in a drive-by. Unbelievable. All right, well, we got our favorite caller on the line wants to ask 97 questions. Let's see which one he wants to get through. All right, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Oh, Captain Denise. Anyway, I got four quick points. I got four quick points to make here, and I think this is time for some desperate action because things are getting pretty desperate. One, we got to put martial law in the rioting cities, bring in the regular army, put them under military command. And the second thing is clear the streets of protesters. Let them be on the sidewalks, but we can't have them walking the streets and stuff. And third thing is checkpoints for weapons. These people have to be searched and stuff.
You said, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and immediately remove violent protesters and looters and put them in temporary detention camps for 10 days. In other words, if they do something, they're out of the fight for at least 10 days. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, now the martial law thing I don't think is going to happen. I just don't see that happening, number one. The states of emergency have been put in place, which is how come the National Guard got in the picture. So you take it from there.
We don't have to go to that if these governors take an oath, the mayors take an oath, and their first responsibility is the public safety,
mm-hmm.
and they're not doing their job. So, I mean, you know, Trump gets on the telephone call yesterday, I guess it was the day before yesterday, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
The video conference calls with all the governors, and they're saying, you know, you guys look weak. You have to go out there and dominate the streets. I mean, we are in a federalist system, which means that the burden is not on the federal government.
Right.
The burden is on the state government.
It most certainly is.
And that is not and they're not doing the job. They're showing weakness, and these protesters are exploiting that. It's not that we don't have enough police on the streets. We do. But they're not, they've been told, you know, go out with a light touch, and in some cases, no touch.
Right.
There lies with, and it boggles my mind that you've got police officers and police chiefs that are, they're not pushing back. I mean, they can operate in defiance.
Yep.
Collectively of the mayors and saying, you know, we're not going to stand for this. Screw the mayor.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What is the mayor going to do? Fire the entire police force?
Yeah.
I mean, therein lies the problem. And Trump is exactly right to put the burden on them. I mean, Trump really shouldn't have to pull any kind of action, you know, pull any kind of strings here. But look what he's done. He's authorized, you know, if he's got to go to Title 10 and to take and nationalize the National Guard and take control of it, he can. And he's put that in place.
Right.
He's done everything he can to help these governors and these mayors. He's telling them what to do. He's sending them resources.
Mm-hmm.
He's approving those kinds of things.
Okay.
You know, Department of Homeland, all these things, just like he did with COVID-19.
All right, we've got another caller. I want to get the caller in because he, I guess he had to call back. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Malcolm from Osprey, Florida.
What's up there, Malcolm?
Well, I think you've got a problem that no one is addressing. I just turned the radio on, and it's obvious now that the unholy trinity of the Communist Party,
mm-hmm.
since 1919, the entire Democratic Party, which is now socialist,
mm-hmm.
Which will soon become totally communist,
right.
And Islam is concerted in this effort to dethrone Trump as the official president.
And fundamentally transform America, correct?
That's exactly right. And that's why you've got all the riots. And the reason is that Obamagate was about to be revealed, and that was number one on everyone's list. It's mm-hmm. now number 74.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Malcolm. Okay, well, Denise, go ahead, comment.
Well, one is I love Osprey. I didn't live too far from Osprey, so I love Osprey.
That's true, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And the other piece is, there are several things in play, and I'm not going to say that, you know, his assertions are wrong, but I would say that his assertions are interesting if you look at all the piece parts that are happening here and the timing of all of this.
Right.
How many other officer interactions with a potential criminal or slash criminal have happened that nobody seems to get upset about? It's just because of being on lockdown, I mean, this was kind of a perfect storm, and don't think that these groups like Antifa, they don't, you know, they train to this, they have these operations already in place, they got their petty cash, they've got their units wherever they need to be,
mm-hmm.
they're dispatched, that they just wait for the right moment. So, are they working to overthrow Trump? They're really working to overthrow the government.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I
have a story here from KARE Channel 11 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, which I should have said a minute ago before we started here. Did you know that the Minneapolis police had rendered 44 people unconscious with this same sort of neck restraint in the past since 2015?
I do not, but I... So I would have to look at that piece very carefully.
No, I will send it to you because
all right,
I
want context.
Yep, I got it from my guy that lives up there in Minneapolis, St. Paul. He sent that to me as well as telling me about some other things here. Let's see here. The police chief told the union president, police chief union president, to turn in his badge, and. And then there was a guy that got charged in Minneapolis with the explosives in his car.
Yeah, I think I posted something last night about that, that there was actually an indictment that one of the protesters had explosives of some kind. I went to go look at, I posted the article, but I did not get a chance to go look at the indictment. I had to go track that one down, but yep. So,
okay. Well, I just sent you the story.
Now,
that
I'm looking at something
about.
Here that says a U.S. Marshal has died after being shot in the head in Las Vegas. So one of those that was...
Oh, brother. Well, again, that was all part of what was going on. So we had two officers shot in Vegas. One is now dead, a U.S. Marshal. We've had two officers shot in Richmond. And we've had four officers shot in St. Louis so far tonight.
Well, I mean, there could be others. We just, those are what we, not that I'm trying to wish on it, but that's kind of where we are.
Wow. Well, what a shame. And our thoughts and prayers go out to all of our brothers in blue, because I'll tell you what, it's just, we can't lose.
They have to be humiliated.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they have to be. And that's why I kind of can't believe that they haven't gone through some kind of defiance themselves of, you know, these mayors.
Well, you know, I made the comment before, and I watched that cop get beat up on the street. They had two prisoners going down the street, that one cop got hit with a magazine thing. They picked up one of those magazine things on the floor and threw it at him and knocked him down and then started to beat on him. And he pulled his gun. He's lucky he probably didn't kill somebody, but it is what it is. Okay, well, we got to let you go, but I sent you that story so you can take a look at it.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And as I said, that story says that maneuver that officer used had been used 44 times to render people unconscious that they arrested. Be right back.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cities across the country are seeing new looting as nationwide demonstrations over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis continue to escalate out of control as President Trump vowed a tougher federal response.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military.
In New York City, hundreds of looters were seen breaking into downtown
Midtown Manhattan businesses. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, some people were seen actively defying the curfew. In Washington, D.C., police fired flashbang shells and rubber bullets into a crowd of protesters outside Lafayette Square. Six states and 13 cities have now issued states of emergency, and the National Guard has activated 67,000 troops, surpassing the number of guardsmen during the 2005 Hurricane Katrina response. This is USA Radio News.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment of the morning here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And we're gonna tell you all about them when we come back from this little break, because they're going to get a chance to talk to you first about what it is they do and how you can become an aviation maintenance tech.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. I'm on the east side of the bay. They're on the west side of the bay. Now, to find out more and how you can become an aviation maintenance tech, simply go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, take a look, see what they're all about, see how you too can become an aviation maintenance tech in a very, very great job with tremendous pay to start with. $60,000 is what you start out at on an average 40-hour week, and you can make a lot more than that. And guess what? You also can take the tour of one of their locations by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080.
1-800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour, whichever one is closest to you, the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. And you'll be glad you did when you get down, I'm telling you right now, because becoming an aviation maintenance tech is something that's very rewarding. Very rewarding. All right. Now, I'm going to just briefly go over here and go over the news in the last hour. It's gotten hot and heavy here. We've had a number of police officers injured tonight. Unfortunately, one officer has died in Las Vegas, Nevada, a U.S. Marshal. Another officer was wounded. We've had four police officers shot in St. Louis, Missouri. They're going to be okay. We've had two officers shot in Richmond, Virginia. I don't know the particulars about that yet. More shots were being fired in St. Louis. I'm not sure where that situation is. I'm trying to find out more. We had two officers that were hit by a car in Buffalo, New York. So it's been a rough day for the police, and this experiment, if you will, in civil disobedience or whatever it is they're trying to do, the fundamental transformation of America, it's got to stop. And we need to get tough. We need to get tough with these people. They cannot run ramshot all over our cities. They cannot do that. It isn't going to happen. And the police need to take a tough stance. And these mayors, if they don't want to do what needs to be done, then by God, people, I want you to remember each and every one of these mayors that's not enforcing the laws, that's putting you at risk. I want you to remember that. And the same thing for my brother and sister police officers and firefighters, is putting you at risk by not simply doing what they should have done to begin with. And that's get tough and get out there and clear the streets. And tell these people, hey, you got two choices. Put up, get out, or fall down. And I'll just let it lay there and you can figure out what I'm talking about. Now, the Army Chief of Staff and the Service's Pacific Base Regional Commander hope to complete the remaining Pacific Pathways exercises that they have scheduled for the year. The training missions were halted amidst the coronavirus pandemic, and the two generals said that they were going to reschedule them again starting as soon as next month. In the meantime, Fort Gordon, Georgia. And hello to the guys and gals up there, Fort Gordon, Georgia. Well, one of your own, Specialist Joshua Bolden, didn't really consider himself to be a hero after saving a mother and two children from a flipped-over vehicle at an accident seen Wednesday. But he got a mother and her two kids that were trapped in the car, out of the car before it caught on fire. So kudos to Specialist Joshua Bolden for what he did up there at Fort Gordon, Georgia. Now, Kenneth J. Braithwaite was sworn in as the Navy's 77th Secretary of the Navy during a socially distanced Pentagon ceremony. You like the way I said that? Socially distanced Pentagon ceremony. In other words, everybody was 6 feet apart. By the way, hours after Kenneth Braithwaite, who was sworn in as Navy Secretary, he was named in a lawsuit by a retired SEAL who claimed service officials illegally leaked documents to a reporter in an attempt to smear him. Don't know what that's all about. Guess we'll find out as we find out. And by the way, the sailors who stopped a gunman who tried to enter their Texas air station back on May the 21st will be recognized for their quick response, which federal agents say likely saved many lives. That guy was going in there with a bunch of ammunition and was going to shoot the place up. And he hit the female naval person at the gate. And knocked her down. She managed to get the gate stopped or locked so that he couldn't get through. And then her compadres chased him down and shot him and killed him. By the way, more than 100 members of a fighter squadron who were kept behind as the USS Gerald R. Ford went underway this past week after one of its sailors tested positive for the coronavirus. They pulled the fire squadron. We'll see what happens and how soon the squadron makes it back to the ship. And the Pentagon is going to open the Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada for 5G testing. Now, just as the Department of Defense wraps up solicitations for 5G testing at four military bases, the Pentagon announced it'll open up a fifth site for 5G developments at the Nellis Air Force Base. We'll see how that works out. By the way, the Marine Corps, the Marine Airfield relocation on Okinawa, is going to take 16 years longer and $5.4 billion more than originally projected. We just found that out. The Japanese government acknowledged this week that the relocation within Okinawa of the Marine Corps Air Station to Camp Schwab in the rural north has been impeded by further construction delays and massive cost overruns. But they'll get it done. Oh, by the way, the National Guard, as members of the Ohio National Guard headed into the field this spring to help fight the coronavirus epidemic, Guard members faced another battle, misinformation. Groceries, not guns. The Guard challenge included misinformation and what they were doing and how they were doing it. And there's no surprise there. None whatsoever. By the way, the U.S., our U.S. President, Donald Trump, praised the National Guard for doing a great job in responding to the protests that turned violent overnight in Minnesota following the death there of an African-American man in police custody. National Guard is out strong in Minnesota. George was telling us 10,800 police and National Guards people on the streets in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Also, the National Defense Strategy, called the Indo-Pacific Strategy, the DOD's priority theater, as a new way where money will get in for them. They recognize at the DOD that the strategy and budget is necessary. It's a possible strategy to keep things going over there in the Indo-Pacific, dealing with China and all the different things that we're going to hear coming. By the way, does anybody remember William McRaven, the retired Navy SEAL admiral who directed the raid that killed Osama bin Laden? Well, he was at the MIT graduating class over the weekend and said there are real heroes who will save the world from the pandemics, war, climate change, poverty, and racism. And some of them, they said, were sitting in that audience. All right. I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, too. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun? Come on now.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And Donna Fiducia is up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us right now on our affiliate up there, 1330. WLBB, and a big hooah out there to everybody down the road just a tad bit at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show. This week, Two Guys Gun Show, I will be over at the Mid-Reg Hall in Largo, located in 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo, just to the west of US 19. We'll be there Saturday from 9 to 5 or the hours, Sunday 9 to 3 of the hours. I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3 and Sunday from 9 to 1. So stop by, say howdy howdy. I'll have some free stuff to hand out. And also, I'll tell you what, they've got some great, great, great selections of guns and ammunition and all sorts of stuff out there related, things that you won't find readily anywhere else. And I will tell you this, the guns were sailing off the shelf last week in Port Charlotte, and I'm sure it'll be the same way this week. All right, well, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Been a rough night for police. We've had Four officers get shot in St. Louis, Missouri. They will survive. They were ambushed in a drive-by shooting, standing in the line, if you will. A car came up and then they started shooting at the officers. Two officers were shot in Richmond, Virginia. Not sure the status of their injuries. I'm waiting to see the story get updated. We had a U.S. Marshal killed in Las Vegas, Nevada. Another police officer wounded. And then we had two officers run down by a car in Buffalo, New York. Holy smokes. Rough day.
Yeah. And a lot of this stuff is just coordinated, you know, thugs. And, I'm kind of not understanding the policing that's taking place. It's kind of, just kind of almost sitting back and waiting and just, kind of like absorbing blows in what goes on. A lot of this stuff is coordinated on social media between various different groups and gangs, and you can get intel.
Twitter.
On this, and find out what's going on, who's who and what's what. And, whatever they're doing right now doesn't really seem to be working. And, we're at a point in time right now where, you see this, people watching this, and it seems like things are spiraling out of control. And you can look to the late 1960s, with the riots in 67 and then,
remember it well.
And then you go into 1979 where, feeling of despair, what's going on in the country, stagflation, embassy being taken over. And, when this happens, the country kind of demands a change.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is going to have to get control of this situation sooner rather than later, or that's what people are going to vote for. If history is any sort of guide at this point in time. The coronavirus lockdown, and there's going to obviously the people going to hammer him on the response to that, right or wrong. It's kind of like we was talking about, on the program, it's the economy.
Yeah.
That matters. It's whether or not, where are we going to be, going into, July? Where are we going to be going into August? Are
Correct.
We going to be able to pull back from this? And that's up to the president right now.
Now, I found something out thanks to my friend George, who lives up there in Minneapolis, St. Paul. He sent me a story, and wait till you hear this one. That maneuver that the officer was doing, Chauvin, that's been charged with third-degree murder.
44 times, just like that? Is that what
44 times this was done since 2015. It's actually something that's taught to the police officers by the Minneapolis Police Department.
I don't understand this.
It's to render a suspect unconscious that's being combative.
Yeah. I mean, aren't there better ways of doing that? Isn't it better to use a stun gun?
Just hit him with with the electricity.
I don't understand. How did this get by? And this is going to, people are going to really, they're going to receive this story, and they're going to be like, how does this happen? And there's going to be real pushback in various different police departments and how policing is handled throughout the country. I mean, you're putting a knee on someone's neck. Even if you know how to do it properly, if you just make a false move, you can kill somebody instantly.
That's correct, especially with the neck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I read that yesterday, too, and I was like, jeez. And just throws more fuel on the fire. People start saying, how is this possible? How does this happen?
Well, now we know, and it's something that's taught to the police officers up there in Minneapolis at the Minneapolis Police Department.
And Matt, you know more about this than I do. I've never heard of such a thing. It's crazy.
Well, I've heard of such a thing, but not the way this guy did it. It's usually done with a blow. To that part of the.
I remember they used to do various like sleeper holds, and they made those certain holds illegal.
Well, wrestling,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And things that they did to kind of render people unconscious. So, the type of stun guns and things that they have at people's disposal today would seem a little bit more effective.
Yeah, but wait until the people up there in Minneapolis and around the country find out about this one. They are going to go ballistic.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is we heard the autopsy by Michael Bodden, the renowned doctor, and his specialty, hired by the family. And, of course, they said that he was asphyxiated by sustained pressure. Well, that's exactly what we're talking about here. That's what they do. They put that pressure on the carotid artery right there. And, of course, you are either going to, number one, go unconscious, or, number two, worst-case scenario is you're going to die. And in this case, the guy died.
Yeah, I think that will raise the level of charge. You know, could go
from third degree
to first degree fairly quickly.
And those other officers will be charged fairly quickly too, because there was actually four officers involved in this.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's got to be a lot of real hard look at how police departments are handled and how police actually interact with one another. They're just talking about also some blowback against some of the unions as well, and how they're going to handle this moving forward.
Right. And I also know something else that's going on when it comes to requests and whatnot. Wait till you hear this one. Electric cars, we know that batteries are not our priority. They come from elsewhere around the world, correct, for the electric cars?
Well, it's where you get the lithium for it.
Yeah.
It's mined cobalt, and there's other things in these batteries.
Yeah, South America, we used to get it, but now it's coming out of China with the batteries. But you talk about having a monopoly. How about the charging stations? Do you ever give it any thought to the charging stations and where those might come from?
Now, they need more of them. I know that much.
Yeah, but do you know where they come from?
No, I'm not familiar.
China.
Yeah,
how could we have possibly done that to ourselves again, the batteries and the charging stations? Yeah, we make the cars here, but so what?
Well, they also do a lot of the mining in Africa also.
Yeah, South Africa.
It's not just China, but yeah, I mean, again, it's thinking about supply chains and how they go about operating. This wasn't, all overnight. This has been going on for decades now. And it's just the position we put ourselves in. Again, I've talked about it before, and I've kind of positioned it as, was it worth it? Was it worth it for, saving a couple bucks on a T-shirt or a product? And Americans, decided that, hey, we want cheaper stuff rather than making our stuff here in the United States. And we changed our manufacturing. We changed a lot of our society, moved a lot more over to a service economy rather than a manufacturing economy because of this. And we've seen how this has worked out in a time of crisis. It's very difficult. This is why we have 40 million people out of work right now. And again, you're seeing the restaurants that are going under, the service businesses that are going under. There's nothing wrong with service business and service economy. You just can't be pushed that far in that direction.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Well, finally, guess who wants to be the mayor of New York?
Who now?
Jeff Zucker.
Oh, yeah, I did see that yesterday.
Zucker, the CNN chairman.
Not a shot in hell. I mean, there's no way.
Well, they said that about de Blasio, too. Look where he's at.
I know. But he's not going to be around much longer. He's got to go.
Well, absolutely. All right, well, here comes the music, and you have yourself a good day. You're still down there in Fort Myers, right?
Yes.
All right, well, enjoy the weather.
Thanks, you too. Have a good
one. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And when we come back, the one, the only, Ron Edwards will be on. And bottom of the hour, next hour, we'll have the little bookster, the little red-haired She-Devil, Brooke Emery. She's listening to me right now. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.